KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 9:02. A new federal report calling for more coordination of Arctic management and better consultation with natives is getting positive reviews from environmental groups and even tentative endorsement from the state. APRN's Annie Feit reports it was put together by a federal task force headed by Deputy Interior Secretary David Hayes. The report says the feds need to be more on their toes about Arctic issues because the Arctic is changing rapidly. Arctic Research Commission head Fran Ulmer says that's a message the feds need to hear. Ulmer's commission is opening up a web portal for public access to Arctic science. Ulmer says the web portal is still a work in progress, and that also describes the plan to do a better job coordinating development in the Arctic. Ulmer says a lot of people in the lower 48 still don't even realize the U.S. is an Arctic nation. She says it's tough to get the attention and resources that are necessary for Arctic planning. A bill that would give cities and boroughs in Alaska the ability to deal with derelict and abandoned vessels is on the move in Juneau. KDLG's Mike Mason reports House Bill 131 received a unanimous vote in the Alaska House on Friday. The prime sponsor of the bill is Representative Paul Seaton from Homer. He says the bill addressed an important issue.
Because the municipalities didn't have authority to take care of vessels, just simply because our statutes haven't kept up with the state getting out of the harbor business and transferring that authority to the municipalities. Now the people with the responsibility have the authority to deal with the problem.
Back in October, the Alaska Association of Harbor Masters and Port Administrators passed a resolution requesting stronger municipal powers in regards to abandoned and derelict vessels. That resolution was supported by the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. House Bill 131 basically allows a state agency or municipality to remove a derelict vessel from state waters if the vessel obstructs navigation or constitutes a danger to the environment. The bill also stipulates that a vessel that has been denied entrance to a harbor by a state agency or municipality may not be stored on the waters of the state for more than 14 consecutive days unless all hazardous materials and petroleum products have been removed. Representative Seaton.
That takes the criticality out of the problem. Then people can deal in a more legalistic fashion with something when you're not having hazardous waste spills.
House Bill 131 also gives a state agency or municipality the authority to dispose of vessels that have been left unattended for 30 days if the vessel is on public property or on private property without the authorization of the property owner. House Bill 131 now moves to the Alaska Senate, which has until Sunday, April 14th, to move the bill. If not, the bill will be waiting on the Senate next year when the second session of the 28th Alaska Legislature gets underway. The state Senate passed its version of a capital budget on Saturday. APRN's Steve Heimel reports it came in at $2 billion. That's actually about $1.9 billion in capital projects. The rest is supplemental spending for this fiscal year. The vote was 17-3. The capital budget now goes to the House. The Alaskan Command will not hold Northern Edge 2013. It's the largest military training exercise in Alaska, spanning the entire state. KUAC's Dan Bross reports the event is run every other year and was scheduled for the last 2 weeks of June. Alaskan Command spokesperson Captain Tanya Bryan says the 2013 event fell victim to federal budget cuts.
It's been canceled because of the current fiscal constraints and other competing operational priorities. And this U.S.-only exercise represented one area where Pacific Command could reassign its people and resources to maintain required readiness in the region.
Captain Bryan says about 9,000 soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines and more than 200 aircraft were scheduled to participate in Northern Edge 2013. She says the cancellation does not mean the exercise won't be held in future years. It's the second major military training exercise to be canceled in recent weeks due to the federal budget sequester. The 2013 Cobook 440 starts this week. 18 mushers have signed up so far, with two spots left. Some big names are on the roster this year, including Jeff King, Pete Kaiser, Jake Berkowitz, Ken Anderson, Tony Browning, and Hugh Neff. As of last Thursday, Norway's Jorg Livseth Olsen will also be participating. And there's a whole host of local mushers participating, including Gnome's Deanna Hacker and six mushers from Kotzebue, Catherine Keith, as well as Dempsey Woods Sr., Quinn Eaton, Alex Westlake, Andrew Brown, and James Borquin. Carmen Daggett is the secretary for the Cobuk 440. She says the race purse is set at $50,000 for the third year in a row due to the hard work of volunteers who have fundraised and put the race together.
It's a big deal because it just takes a lot of work to do all that fundraising. And so this year we've faced financial hardships just like everybody else. And a lot of our sponsors have dropped out, but we're still very happy to be able to offer that size of purse this year.
Daggett says the Arctic Circle Spring Festival will be happening while the race is running, which is another opportunity to bring excitement and connectedness to communities. She shares how the race impacts the region.
Mushing is a big part of the history of Kotzebue, and it's got its foundations and tradition in this region, in the culture. And so as a result, seeing people out still practicing these traditional ways of movement throughout this region is a really positive thing for students and adults alike to see.
The Mushers Drawing Banquet is Wednesday night, and the race will have a mass start Thursday at 12:30 p.m., The roughly 400-mile trail will loop through seven communities, beginning and ending in Kotzebue. The awards banquet will be held next Tuesday, April 16th, at 6 p.m. at the Kotzebue Middle and High School. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is down $9.60 an ounce to $1,573.70. Silver is down 13 cents an ounce to $27.32. Zinc is at 84 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived at 8:50 this morning and is expected to depart at 9:42. It is unofficially 4 below outside the KNOM studios, 9.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.